This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2783, How to Increase Your Entire Family's Productivity, by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Hello, old friend. Not calling you old. OLD, or OLD, stands for Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from articles that I think are amazing, with permission from the authors. So with that, let's get right to our next posts as we optimize your life. How to Increase Your Entire Family's Productivity, by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com. Have you ever read an article on productivity and thought it'd be great for someone without a family, but with a family, you couldn't really implement most of it? I've been married for almost 9 years. My wife and I have 4 kids. I've been there before. I'm always looking for ways to increase my productivity, but I admit, it's not very motivating to read an article about having a 3-hour-long morning routine. Don't get me wrong, that sounds awesome, and I'd love to do that. But unfortunately, I work, spend time with my family, exercise, and sleep when I'm free to do so. I don't have 3 hours for a morning routine, and as much as I would like to, it's just not gonna happen right now. This doesn't mean we can't be productive. I'm very productive, and so is my family. I found some things that work. It's possible to be productive even with a big family. Let me share what has worked for me. Understand your season. Know where you're at in life. When you're single, you have all the time in the world. It may not feel like it at the time, but once you get a family, you'll look back and say, wow, I had all the time in the world. When you're single, you have time to devote to work, friends, and hobbies. They may take all your time, but the time is there to spend. When you get married and start having children, things change. It's that simple. It's not bad, it's awesome, but it's different, and you have to accept that. The amount of free time you have changes when you have a family, because your priorities change. You have to accept the fact that you don't have as much you time as you used to, and you'll have to learn to manage your new life. It won't be like this forever. How to be productive in marriage. At first, marriage is a lot like being single. You live with someone, but you still have quite a bit of time. If you want to go to IHOP at 2 a.m., you have that option. You can both hop in the car and hop into IHOP. When children come along, things change a little more. We'll talk about that in a moment. Here's some tips to be productive in marriage. Number one, get on the same page. Communicate with your spouse about the things you want to accomplish. It'll help them to understand why you're spending time on certain things, and to help you gain their support. Number two, set a schedule together. It doesn't help you to set a schedule if your spouse has no idea what's on it. Get together at the end of each week and prepare your schedule for the next week. Number three, get into what they do. You should strive to understand the things that are important to your spouse and vice versa. When you understand what the other is into, it makes both of you more likely to make time for it. And number four, improve productivity together. Get your spouse interested in being more productive. If they aren't interested already, you'll need to show them how great it is with your actions. Read or listen to books and teaching together. You can be extremely productive in marriage, but when you begin to have children, you may feel overwhelmed. How to be productive with children. Like I said in the beginning, you have to understand the season you're in. Don't use it as an excuse, but understand that having children means you have less time for yourself. Learning to be productive with kids in the house isn't about finding ways to avoid spending time with them. It's about spending your time on the right things, the important things. Here are some tips. Number one, delegate family tasks to your children. This is vital. Once your children are old enough, they can help with things like laundry, dishes, and other household chores. It may take them some time to learn how to do it, but that time is an investment in your children that will not only help them in life, but free up your time in the future. Number two, teach your children how to be productive. Believe it or not, there are children's books on productivity. How great would it be if your children already knew how to manage their time and maximize their productivity before they entered the real world? It's rare for kids to understand this, but it's such an important skill. Number three, teach your children to problem solve. My wife and I used to hear, "I'm telling on you," scream from the bedrooms, and then the kids would come running in to follow through with their claim. But we started asking them, "Is this something you guys can work out?" And more often than not, they could work it out without our help. Problem solving can be taught. And number four, make unproductive things productive. Find ways to make the things you do more productive. Instead of watching cartoons, try watching an educational movie. Not only will they learn from it, but it gives you more time to talk with them while you're watching it. We also like to get kid-friendly educational audiobooks for road trips. Never miss an opportunity to spend time with your kids because you're trying to be more productive. On the other hand, you shouldn't be spending hours taking care of chores that they are fully capable of doing. There is a healthy balance. Final words. I believe that productivity means accomplishing what you set out to accomplish. If you set out to accomplish a day full of watching cartoons with your kids and you accomplish that, then that's productive. Sometimes you just need to watch some cartoons. Don't stress about not being productive, but it's great to always be looking for ways to improve it. That's exactly what you're doing here. It's great that you're here finding ways to be productive in your life instead of making excuses about why you can't be productive with a family. Now go be productive and have fun with it. You just listened to the post titled "How to Increase Your Entire Family's Productivity" by Kalen Bruce of moneyminiblog.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Kalen. I can find it annoying when someone has never had, a pet, for instance, and then gives unsolicited advice about how to take care of a dog. That's sort of the situation I'm in here, not having children myself. I can't really speak to it, which is fine. That's what the article is for, after all. But outside of kids, something this reminded me of that still could be applied, even with kids, is the idea of time and money. Kalen gave suggestions about having the kids learn about productivity and helping out with household chores. But is there anything you do that they can't do that can be given to someone else? Yes, this almost certainly requires monetary investment, but that's where time comes into play. Let's say cleaning the house is a weekly chore and it takes 4 hours. What are those 4 hours truly worth to you? Would that allow you to work an extra 4 hours at, let's say, $30 an hour? Would it give you more time with loved ones, which is hard to put a dollar amount on, but is clearly important? In that case, maybe it makes sense to pay someone else, $25 an hour to clean the house for you. Maybe more money, maybe less, I don't know. But often this is not seen as an option for various reasons in someone's life, but would be actually worth it in the end. And not just for house cleaning, but all sorts of things. It's really something to consider when it comes to productivity. Or you can just have your kids do everything, I don't know. But with that, have a great productive Friday and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.